Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are, guys, our last break of the day. And Steve, as always, you always have something enlightening to say. Yesterday,
well,
your closing was outstanding.
It was.
Well, today, I just want to give everybody a little bit of a heads up. You know, every year, it seems like this social media thing, it takes everything to a new level. The way they use it, now AI is out there. They got people making up interviews that didn't really happen. They got people using AI voices, putting it to, if you watch the person's mouth real closely, it's not them saying those words at all. And they got everything out there, man. So listen to me, y'all. Be conscious of how social media really works. And don't allow social media to be the checkpoint, the balance, and the direction for your life. You will not survive that way. You have got to keep this social media thing under wraps in your mind. First of all, stop allowing people who don't know you. Stop allowing people who don't have your best interests at heart control what you think about yourself and your moves. Stop giving people that power. Don't give a person power over you that has none. You know, I say this 100 times on this show. Martin Luther King said it best. He said, a man can't ride your back unless you bend over. Do not succumb to social media. Stop this need for clicks and likes to the point where the moment somebody says something about you, it's got you all turned upside down. Man, stop doing it. I promise you in 2025, as I approach my 68th birthday, I can assure you, God let me live. The older I've gotten, the less I care about what somebody say or think about me. People online just hating. You know why they hating? Because their life is miserable. Look, hurt people hurt people. Sad people try to make you sad. Evil people do evil things. And it's just the sad truth of it is that social media platform is the playground for it. So look at this right here. Half the time, if you look up half the people that's talking about you, they either got a private page or they got so few followers, it don't even matter. Somebody dogging me got 200 followers. Man, bye. Stop allowing clicks, baits, and comments to ruin your day and direct your path. All it is a distraction to throw you off course from where you are headed. Do you know in 2025 that you have the right to make a decision that you're going to get with God and y'all going to make it? Do you know you have that power that you can actually do that? You can actually say to God, hey, God, I'm with you because I know you with me. This is my plan. Now, could you line it up with yours? Show me what's right about my plan and help me design a plan that's in your will. And let's get to start making a success out of my life. You get to make that decision. Man, I don't care what y'all say. If it's negative about me, you don't even know me. And you know what? Somebody taught me this. They said, man, if a person don't have your cell phone number, they don't really know you. You think about that, y'all. Everybody really know you got your cell number. Or everybody that you don't mind knowing you has your cell number. Or people you're trying to develop a relationship with, or whether it's business, an acquaintance, a friendship, or whatever, they have your cell number. The rest of them people, they don't have your number. If they matter to you, they'd have your number. Y'all, stop allowing clicks, likes, and comments to direct your life. It's nothing but a distraction. I can't tell you, man, how many times my life will be going along. You ever have your life just going along, just going and having a good day, and then somebody you know reach out to you and go, hey, man, you all right? Did you hear what they said about you? Man, you know what? Whenever somebody does that to me, I stop them and then I block them. Because, man, if you so small-minded that you think you finna call me with these little crumb snatcher mess that's on this internet about something somebody say about me, you and your wife, man, y'all good. I just want to make sure y'all good. Marjorie okay? Man, me and Marjorie fine. Me and Marjorie don't have no marital problem. You know, we like any other married couple. We got our days, man, where we ain't seeing eye to eye on stuff. Yeah, I'm like any other married couple.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.